Dear friends in Christ, our topic this morning is going to be the ascension of Christ. As we get toward the end of the Easter season, right prior to the time of Pentecost, we are going to be thinking about the ascended Christ, the Christ who is ascended, who is in triumph over his world. This is a topic that is little mentioned and not stressed very often. And so I have chosen a text this day which will concentrate upon the ascension of Christ. Mark 16, verse 19. So then, when the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. The right hand of God. That means that our Lord Jesus Christ has ascended far above his whole world, and he has ascended in triumph, demonstrating his triumph over the world, over Satan, and over all sins. At Christmas, we recall that we went to Bethlehem and we saw the Lord Jesus Christ being born in a stable. On Good Friday and on Easter, we went to Jerusalem. We saw our crucified Lord. And we saw him risen from the grave, demonstrating his judgment over sin. Now we want to go to that, with that risen Christ, toward Bethany. And there we want to be witnesses of his triumphant ascension. This was a triumph for Christ. It was a triumph for his church, and it is a triumph for us as well. First of all, for Jesus, our Lord, it was a triumph as a prophet. The ascension demonstrated with great finality the truth of his message. It showed that all the prophetic word about Christ that had been spoken for so many centuries before had come to fruition. It was true. It was now made complete and final. We realize also that all of the words that Jesus Christ spoke about himself here on earth, the words about being the way, the truth, and the life, were true, were indeed true for all mankind, that he is indeed the only way and the only salvation for mankind. All of the words which he spoke about his impending death, and his salvation that he would win for all mankind, these words were true. This was demonstrated by his ascension into heaven. As a priest, the ascension demonstrated and reaffirmed the completion of the work which had been won on the cross. It showed that the work of redemption was finished. It showed that it had indeed been a triumph. We see that our great high priest had gone to the cross, had given his very lifeblood for us, and had secured salvation for all mankind. And he demonstrated that this salvation was complete and true and now ready for all mankind when he ascended into heaven and left his work on earth completed, completely and totally done. As a king, the ascension of Christ clearly demonstrates in the ascension that our king has a right to rule. As he rose through his creation, as he rose above all mankind to be seated at the right hand of the Father, he showed, in effect, this is indeed my creation. I have a right to rule over it, and I do rule over it. So for Jesus Christ, when we think about it today and continue to think about it, we realize that the ascension of Jesus Christ is a very important part. It is the culmination or the final act of his ministry on earth, and clearly demonstrates his triumph as a prophet, as a priest, and as a king. It's also a triumph for the Church of Jesus Christ. For the Church of Jesus Christ is triumphant over Satan and over all the enemies of the kingdom of God. The ascension showed, reaffirmed that Satan had been defeated, that Satan was bound, and that all his minions and all of the arch enemies of the Church of Jesus Christ have nothing to say about the church and have no power over it in the final analysis. No one can defeat the church. No one can defeat the church of the ascended Lord. There is no intellectual thought of this world. There are no false religions of this world which will ever batter down the gates of heaven and overcome Christ's church. That church is triumphant in its work here on earth. Its work of the gathering of souls from throughout all of the world into this body of Christ, this ascended Lord. And though we may not see that that work is a triumph at all times, when we're here in the church militant, we realize that triumph is nevertheless always with us, because our ascended Lord is the Lord of the church, and he will not allow anything to prevail over his chosen ones. So we may not always see it, but we realize at this very moment that in the church triumphant, those who are in heaven at this time, who have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb, they are celebrating joyfully the triumph of our ascended Lord. And we can celebrate with them to a real extent that triumph at this very moment, because we realize that we are triumphing here and that we will one day be with that church triumphant in heaven, there to let all the wraps off our joy on that final day when our world comes to an end, when Christ reappears. The ascension of Christ is also a triumph for us. Let's make it a very personal thing. We are a part of the church. It's a triumph for us as well. It's the ascension of Christ is the triumphant indicator that Christ's victory over sin is our victory as well. We realize from our text that Christ has ascended to the right hand of the Father. There he has gone to intercede for us and to rule for us as well. In his intercession for us, he pleads to the Father for our sins. And we realize that we so desperately need that intercession of Jesus Christ, our ascended Lord. As we contemplate our sins this day, as we realize how we have failed in our family life with our wives, with our children, as we have failed to be productive enough in our preparation, the ministry which is with us or lies ahead of us, as we contemplate all of our known and unknown sins, we realize that we need the intercession of this ascended Lord. But we realize joyfully that he is interceding for us, that he is applying to us and for us the victory that he won while he was here on earth. He has covered over all of our sins, washed us completely clean, forgiven us every one. And though we may have sins that burden us now, they needn't burden us. They are forgiven. Christ intercedes for us. We also realize that this ascended Lord, who is seated at the right hand of the Father, now rules over his entire world in his grace and in his love over his people. We realize that he is ruling over our lives and sees the very difficulties that we face each day. Some of you are going to be very soon, going to be vicars, go throughout the country, perhaps the world. There you will meet problems. You realize that the ascended Lord is ruling over your life. The same is true for those candidates who are going out for the first time in their professional ministry. Though they will meet many, they will have many joyful times, they realize that they will have many difficult times. And yet the ascended Lord, who intercedes for them and who rules over them, is watching over their lives, taking care of them. Professors who are perhaps going through difficult times, professors who are overburdened with work, they know that the ascended Lord is watching over them. And even sim ones whose main trouble maybe is simply trying to get enough money to come back for the second year, they know that Jesus Christ, the ascended Lord, is watching over them, taking care of their work and their lives. So my friends, let us think about today and continue to think about our ascended Jesus Christ. That this ascension is a triumph for Christ, a triumph for His church, and my friends, yes, indeed, a very triumph through Christ for us. May we rejoice in that triumph right now. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.